Hello and welcome to Why is Harriet Crying with Harriet Kemsley and Sunil Patel. My name is Harriet Kemsley and this is...
Why is Harriet Crying? Do we always need to introduce ourselves at the beginning?
I don't know.
Because people know because they clicked on it.
I know, but you know, it's an opportunity to just ease them in.
Or an opportunity for them to think, oh fuck, this is the wrong podcast. Yeah. And turn off, that's what we're doing. We're saying, in case you didn't want to listen to this and you're trying to listen to something else.
In case it's been uploaded as something else.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a way that they can back out now.
Back out now. If I were you, I'd back out now.
Just back out now. Just listen to something. There's so many good podcasts.
I don't know.
Oh, really?
There's so many podcasts, but it's really hard to find good ones.
I listen to so many podcasts.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. But I like to listen to podcasts where you learn about things and how to be less anxious and more confident.
But we're learning about
woman.
That in this.
Yes, but it also doesn't feel like I'm learning.
Well, yeah, that's because you're putting on a Shetland exterior where you refuse to learn from me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to learn anything from you.
Yeah, that's it. It's not that you don't want to learn. You don't want to learn it from me.
I've just remembered what happened the last time I saw you after we did the podcast.
What?
You kicked me in the head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have you learned anything from that?
No, if anything, I've learned less because things have left my brain because of the concussion.
No, you got kicked in the head because you untied my shoelaces and I had a reaction to that and I lashed out by accident.
Anger.
No, it wasn't anger. It was just like a knee-jerk reaction. Literally a knee-jerk.
Literally a
knee-jerk reaction.
You kicked me in the head.
Yeah, but I didn't think I was going to kick you in the head. I didn't want to.
Yeah, you did look very embarrassed.
I wouldn't have done
ashamed.
That in public. Well,
you wouldn't have done it in public. It's because people were watching. That's what the problem was.
I was wondering whether or not to be embarrassed or ashamed, but everyone was very supportive of my actions.
That was the problem. I then went on stage because I had to go on stage straight after being kicked in the head. And I said, the next act, kick me in the head and don't trust him or be nice to him because he's a head kicker to women.
and then they applauded me wildly.
They absolutely loved him. He went up.
They did. It's because they know you.
Who?
People there knew you.
They were like,
obviously you deserve to be kicked in the head.
This is the problem with society.
Well, why did you untie my laces?
Because it's fun. Like, to annoy you is fun.
Yeah, and every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
I don't think it's an equal reaction that you would undo someone's shoelace and you get kicked in the head.
Maybe it's not equal.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's even. But then you went on stage, you started talking about it. You got, applause.
Yeah.
People
karma.
Loved it.
Karma. That is. That's karma in action.
What have you done that's so good, though?
Kicked you in the head. Yeah, it's sort of lashed out at evil.
Yeah.
That kind of
thing. I'm not evil.
Well, we discovered last episode that you were,
didn't
we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had a lot of people saying...
Evil and manipulative.
I'm a psychopath.
Yeah. Something to think about, isn't it?
It's something to think about, it is. So this is our Christmas special.
Is it? It feels Christmassy.
Does it feel Christmassy?
No.
Well, we're going to exchange Christmas gifts. So I'm excited for that. It's our annual Christmas gift.
It's our annual guilty for not getting you a present.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's why you do this.
What, did you not get me a present?
I did, but it's just not here. I only got it after you told
then
me
you
got
clearly...
me... It's not even Christmas.
I can't
Christmas.
Believe
it's
you turn up empty-handed.
What is it, the 3rd of December?
Yes. Well, this is our last episode.
I might see you before Christmas. I'll give it to you then.
No, but this is a professional gift. This is a
work
gift.
It's a professional gift.
You can give me a friend gift. But this
okay.
is a friend. This is like an office,
okay,
office
fine.
Present.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I haven't got you
what
an office present.
What did you
present.
Get me?
I haven't got you an office present.
What did you order then?
What, do I have to tell you?
Yes.
I got you some Choco Lonely.
What is that?
It's a chocolate brand called Choco Lonely.
Why is it called Choco Lonely?
I don't know. It's Dutch. They just called it that.
So why did that make you get it for me?
It's funny.
What, because it has the word lonely in it?
And it's actually
you
chocolate.
Saw that and you thought of me because it had the word lonely in it. This is the most offensive gift.
I saw it. I brought it back. I got it in Amsterdam. I brought it back home. I ate it all and then I thought, I've got to get Harriet something. So I ordered some more.
Okay.
But it's chocolate made entirely slave-free. It's very fair trade and ethical.
Why is it called Lonely?
I don't know. They don't know. I don't think they know it means that you're lonely. It's
but
a Dutch
you
name.
Wanted to get that for me because of the word. Literally, you just
Tony's
thought of the
Choco
word
Lonely. It's, no, it means lonely. You can eat it on your own. You don't have to share it.
I don't like sharing. That's
it's
true.
Very good choco.
Well, do you want to know what I got you?
Do you want to know what flavour I got you?
Yes.
Hazelnut.
I'm allergic to hazelnuts. What is wrong with you? Is it really?
No, there's other ones. Oh, no.
The cat's coming. Watch out.
Okay, yeah.
She's going to attack.
I'm sitting on her seat.
What flavour did you get me?
I got a dark chocolate and a milk chocolate.
Good, dark chocolate, yeah. Yeah. Because I'm not really eating milk chocolate.
Okay, well, they were £4 each, so, for a bar. Can you believe that? That
for
is
one
the
bar,
price
like a normal,
of not having
a normal
slaves.
Chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the actual price. That's the ethical price.
I think it's worth it.
I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's really
nice.
How
much is a chocolate bar usually?
30p. Or
no,
a pound.
That was
pound.
In the past.
A pound.
In the past, it was 30p in the tuck shop.
You can get a big bar for a quid.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So I actually I actually went to a lot of thought with your present, and I thought, what does Sunil really love? Something I think you've talked about on the podcast before.
Yeah.
And you have to go to a special shop to
you
get
did,
it.
You did, you?
Yep.
Didn't your mum question this?
Pardon?
Didn't your mum question this?
Question what?
Why you were buying this. What are you doing? Have you hidden it there? Oh, is it the mince pies?
It's your favourite mince pies.
It's my favourite mince
Fortnum
pies.
Mason.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That's a very thoughtful gift. Oh, these are perfect. I'm actually delighted with this. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when thank someone puts so thought into things and wonder-prices. Oh, you know how much it costs anyway, don't you?
Yeah.
Are they the right ones?
They're absolutely
they're
the
mini
right
ones.
Yeah, the Petit Four, yeah.
Because they were gluten-free ones and I couldn't find these ones and I thought, you're not going to be
because they run out.
Gluten-free.
I don't mind. And
very
they run
popular,
out.
Yeah, and it's, very it was popular. Very busy.
Thank you very
you
much.
You could share them, actually.
I will do, yeah.
Elliot, do you want a mince pie?
No, they're mine to hand out.
Well, I just feel like you haven't made any effort, so I feel like I can just offer them around.
Oh, is this why you
and
went...
And also, I didn't get any biscuits.
Is this why you went quiet when I asked you earlier, have you got any mince pies?
Yes, that's
Christmas
why I went
special?
Quiet, because I said, we're going to do our presents, and you said, have you got any mince pies?
And you panicked.
Yeah,
in
and
your
I panicked,
head.
Yeah, because I had got mince pies. And you said, why are you looking at me like that? God, calm down. Why are you so angry?
Thank you. Do you want me to open it now?
Yes, of course.
Well, I can't do it with one hand. Okay, watch me do it with one hand.
I mean, it's pathetic.
No, but it's really tightly sealed with the sellotape, and I don't want to ruin the box. Oh, thanks, Elliot.
Elliot's going to do it.
All right. What have you been up to then?
Well, yesterday, I had an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
So, are you all right, Elliot?
Is there scissors?
It is hard.
It is hard. Oh, it was hard for Elliot, but not for me.
You were he's doing it, like he's trying. You were quite pathetic because you just had one hand and you're going, I don't know how to do it with one hand.
Yes.
Can I tell you about my day yesterday?
Yeah, go on.
So, yeah. It was my dad's 59th birthday.
Wow.
Maybe I shouldn't have said his age. Do you think
he's looking
mind?
Good for 59, your dad?
He's looking good.
Shout out to Mr. Kemsley.
Shout out, great. We booked a nice restaurant for him in London,
yeah.
Chutney Mary's.
Nice.
Have you been?
No.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
I went there years ago for Sam, you know, Isla's. Real dad.
Your cat's
biological
real dad.
Biological dad,
yeah.
So we went there for Isla's... no, this is not for Isla's birthday.
What a lavish lifestyle Harriet leads in London.
We went there for Sam's 21st, like 10 years ago. And
okay.
So then we went for my dad's birthday because my mum had said that he liked it. And so I was like, oh yeah, I went there. It's nice. So we went there.
Yeah.
Arrived. Everybody there. We were a bit late. Anyway, we got there. And... Elliot's trying to quietly open.
You went there, and, yeah.
We went there. We got there.
Yeah.
On the menu, it says they will not serve you if you have a peanut allergy.
Yeah. They don't tell you before.
They don't tell you before.
Oh.
Apparently, it's on the website. But why would I be looking for that?
Just look at the menu before you go.
Pardon?
I thought you'd look at menus before you go because
no,
you're
because
allergic
I've
to
I've never
everything.
Been refused service.
You help yourself, Elliot. Just grab one.
Elliot, have a
mince really,
pie.
They are an absolute game changer.
Are they vegetarian?
What?
Are they suitable for peanut allergies?
Don't tip it upside down, please.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. It's hard to look at without...
Well, let me continue your story and I'll look at if it's...
Contains alcohol.
Yeah, well...
That's why you like them.
Brandy. Go on.
Yeah, so they wouldn't serve me because I had a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
So he was like, but no, any food?
Yeah.
Why does that make sense?
Well, because they...
Because they don't want to be killing anyone.
But then they went and got me. They were like, okay, this is the list of things you can eat. And then they put all the allergies. And then under peanut, it went through every single thing. And there was a cross next to every single food item, including rice and ice cream.
Yeah, but that's because everything around them's touched peanuts, right?
No,
is
but
that right?
I'm not allergic to things that touch peanuts. And I told them that.
Oh, right.
And they said they wouldn't. They were just like, oh,
well,
no, sorry.
Because so many people, it's suddenly like such a serious thing because people...
It's suddenly such a serious thing. Suddenly.
Well, no, suddenly it is because loads of people have been sued.
Yeah.
Quite rightly.
But they should be taking it seriously when people went a bad place. But there's different levels of it. I can be in the same kitchen as a peanut.
Produced in an environment that handles nuts and soy.
That's fine. That's right. What I was trying to tell them yesterday. It's fine.
All right, you can have one then.
Thank you. And so then Bobby had to go and sneak me in a croissant. And
from
so
where?
He had to go to Patisserie Valerie around the corner. So everyone is eating this delicious meal.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just...
Did you book it?
I booked it. And I was just, and we sat there for like, it's like a long, so we sat there for like 2.5 hours and I just got very drunk. And then they brought round the menus for dessert and didn't hand me one.
Oh,
they went round to everybody and I wasn't allowed any food.
Really is, yeah. Well, I don't know what you want me to say to that. I think
be offended and think I'm being victimised.
I can't be offended on your behalf.
Yes, you can. I'm
offended.
Not
allergic to peanuts.
Yeah, but you can imagine.
I can imagine that it must be distressing for you.
Not to have any food.
But isn't it more distressing for them to be bullied into serving you something and then you die?
That would be harder on me, actually.
Yeah, it would. It'd be hard on everyone. They'd have their business shut down as well.
Everyone would be really
sad.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be hard.
People would lose their jobs.
Yeah. No, but I just... Why? But I could say, look, let me just try it. It's fine if it's in the same area. Does it actually contain a peanut?
If I was running a restaurant...
How does rice contain a peanut?
It's produced in the same environment as peanuts.
That's fine. I told them that. My allergies aren't that bad.
I know you told
them
that.
Don't do that like you're trying to calm me down.
You're doing it like you're telling me to calm down. Like you're telling me to calm down. You're patting the air like that as well.
Now you're just copying what I say.
Yeah, I'm offended for you.
You don't care.
I know I don't. I think it's interesting that, you know, it's got to this stage.
It's got to this stage. I've never been refused service before. I'm not trusted to make my own decisions.
Yeah.
They decide for me.
Well, yeah, because I think it was because if someone does die, it is on them. It's not on the person making the bad
decision. But surely if they write it there and they say, look, it's on you, mate. There's peanuts nearby. Mm. You take your risk.
But do you really want someone going to anaphylactic shock in your restaurant?
No, people have really frowned upon it.
Yeah, they don't like it at all.
They really don't like it. People are trying to
have their dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even have any... Like, I could have just had rice. Usually when there's not something... I just had rice or ice cream.
Yeah. Rice or
bread.
Ice cream.
Couldn't have any bread.
What a life.
Couldn't have any rice. Yeah.
Couldn't have any bread. Oh, yeah, they put like flaked almonds on it.
Everything had a cross next to it.
Wow. I suppose more and more restaurants will start doing this.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
So we've got to stand up for my people.
Well, that's the unintended consequence, isn't it?
What, they just want us out?
No, of people being really... There's a few tiny percentage of people that are really, really sensitive to peanuts. And as a result, because they, you know, restaurants haven't labelled it properly or they've just not been entirely sure about it. And now they just can't be arsed. So they're like, fucking not having anything to do with you lads.
Yeah, they just don't want us in their restaurants.
Yeah.
They see us as a problem.
Yeah, you are though.
I'm not a problem.
But you are.
I'm a solution.
To what? What's the problem that you're a solution to?
I don't know. empty restaurants. I want to eat in them.
But then in the future, it will change and people will be like, okay, no peanuts at all for anyone because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, but then it will become something else. It will become like...
And then people like me will have to go to like special underground peanut places. Because
get
of you.
Market. Yeah.
Because of you.
But it's not me because I'm fine. Some people have it so badly they can't be in the same room.
You're
but
allergic
I'm not
to
that
lettuce.
Person. Yes, I know. But I can be in the same room as a lettuce. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I watched I watched Vikings.
Oh yeah,
and there's loads of blood and gore in that. Spoiler alert coming up if you're watching it. Loads of blood and gore.
What,
and people are dying.
Blood and gore. That's a spoiler.
No. Wait, and then one of the main characters dies in one episode because he got stung by a bee. Absolutely insane. It's like everyone's just getting. He's been through loads of wars. He's fought loads. He's killed loads of people. He's been injured, and then a bee stings him, and he's dead.
Wow, I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that coming. I was laughing. I was like, what? And then it cut to him and his face was all swollen up and he was saying goodbye to everyone. Because they were like, there's nothing we can do.
Well, you know, you can conquer lands and you can kill people, but you can't destroy the humble bee.
You can. The bee is actually under threat.
The bee is under threat, actually, from humanity. That is true. That's a good point.
Yeah. Do you know why?
Because of there's not enough plants.
No.
No.
I think it's, no one knows. I think it's like fertilizers or something.
You have to. Oh,
I was asking you if you knew.
Yeah,
no,
I thought you knew. You're asking as if you knew what was happening. You have to leave out a spoon for them with sugar.
You have to.
You have to.
And that gets turned into honey.
But it gives them, because what happens is it's like
nectar.
Have you seen the film Hook?
Yeah.
When a fairy dies, you have like. I don't know if this is the right analogy.
I don't think it is.
If something is weak and then you have to... What is it that you have to do with fairies? You have to say, I believe in fairies.
Oh, so if you don't believe in it, they die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's different because it's just sugar. You just put it on a spoon and you leave it...
Not entirely sure.
Yeah.
Where the logic of this one is.
Well, bees and fairies, they both fly and are magical.
Maybe. Maybe people came up with the idea of fairies from bees.
Yeah. If wasps die out, though, is it fine?
Yeah,
because
no, it's not
wasps,
fine.
I don't like them.
It's not fine.
Why?
Because they still, like, you don't get to judge whether they live or die.
No, I know. I don't kill them. I've never judged whether they
live
or
die.
No,
actually, you don't kill anything, do you?
No.
I don't
but
kill
I would
them.
Kill a snake, and I wouldn't even feel bad about it.
A
I would
lot
eat
of people
a snake.
Would kill snakes. You'd eat a snake?
I would. I haven't, so that there's one less snake. I would. I haven't eaten meat since I was 8 years old, and I would eat a snake.
What about the nice snakes that don't kill anyone?
No such thing.
Adders. No, adders do.
Ugh.
Grass snakes.
Ugh. No. Mm. I hate them, and I would not enjoy eating it. I would not enjoy it.
Right.
But
how would you kill a snake?
Stamp on it. No, I wouldn't be able to go near it. I wouldn't be able to go near it. I'd have to leave a trap, and then I'd have to drive a mile away, and then I'd have to have a camera there, and then when it was dead, I'd have to watch it die, and then I'd have to wait 5 days until it had started to decompose, and I knew it was definitely dead, and then I'd have to send someone else to go and get it because I'd be too scared.
You've got a sort of selective morality, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Why wouldn't you kill a wasp but you kill a snake?
Because wasps aren't as malicious.
Wasps are malicious. That's what they are.
Oh, then maybe I would kill a wasp.
I think most animals only sort of have a go at you if they feel they're under threat.
Oh God, it's but they animals
like me,
are dying.
When I kicked you in the head.
Oh, we brought it back to that. So what are you saying? You're like a wasp?
No, I'm like any animal that feels under threat.
You lash out.
No, just like
because you're afraid.
Yeah.
You lash out because you're afraid. You sting before you've actually surveyed the
aftermath of being stung.
Yeah.
It's like monkeys, isn't it? Like they don't have that layer of social control that makes them think before they act. So like when they fight, like when humans fight each other, there's always a bit of a square off. There's a few words. It gets heated.
Well, monkeys can't talk.
They can communicate though.
Really?
They can communicate through physical movements, but they can square off and stuff or change their posture. But instead, they just rip your dick off.
What?
As soon as a monkey is angry, or a chimp, this is a chimp specifically, as soon as it's like things can be normal. If suddenly I was angry, you wouldn't know it because I'd already have taken your dick and your nose off.
Really?
Yeah. There's no like warning.
I've never knew that monkeys did that to each other.
Chimps specifically, they're very aggressive.
Oh my God, yeah. You should never be naked around a chimp.
Well, they'll take your nose or your eyes
oh
or your
God.
Lips. They go for nose, eyes, lips and groin area. So, hello?
I don't know what to do.
Well, no, it's quite interesting, isn't it? Because they don't have to worry about the aftermath of it. They just go through with it. They act entirely as
oh, because
want.
They don't feel any guilt like you.
Well, no, because all,
they
they've
feel
got
any
angry
shame.
And their anger is a justification for that action.
Oh, what they need is therapy.
That's right.
That's what they need. They need to work through their feelings and understand that just because they feel angry doesn't mean they actually feel angry. Like maybe there's actually something else happening.
Right.
Like maybe it's just something about their childhood.
Maybe it's something
or
about
maybe
their
they
childhood.
Had a bad day. And they, or maybe they feel they love someone, but they can't explain it. And so they've just ripped off a dick and they're like, it's not actually about you.
But in chimp society, the more aggressive you are, the more dominant you'll be, right?
Yeah, but then this chimp, like say this chimp called Sandra that the chimp loves, she might be really love peaceful people.
Not true.
And so, no, she does.
No, because
in the chimps,
they don't have a choice. They basically get fucked by the most dominant male.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I think we've achieved something there.
We haven't, because a lot of animals are dying out.
What's that going to
I read an article saying like 65% of animals have disappeared since the 80s.
That's quite a lot.
Yes.
Rubbish ones though, right?
Nope.
Good ones. What good ones?
I don't
ones?
Know which ones.
Don't look it up.
Okay. Have you seen the cow, the big cow?
Yeah. Knickers.
Oh my God, I love her so much.
She's very big, isn't she?
She doesn't even know that she's...
So big. She
doesn't
know
she's
so big.
So big. She's just there. I sympathise with her so much. Like she's just trying to blend in and then everyone's like, you're fucking massive. And she's like, what are you talking about? And they just walk around and she's so big. Have you seen when they do the scan? So you see all the like little cows, and then suddenly she appears and she's massive and she's like just trying to blend in.
They can't kill her, can they? Because she's too big.
She can't fit through the doors.
Of the abattoir.
No, I don't know if that's the reason, but that's I just assumed the reason.
Imagine being too big to kill.
Yeah, she's too big. And then you said you found a bigger one.
They found a bigger one. So there's another one that's about an inch taller than Knickers.
An inch tall? Have they met?
I don't think so.
Where's the other one?
New Zealand or something.
Oh, they're close. There's just water in between them.
Oh, is the Nickers from Australia?
Nickers is in Australia. Mm. They need to meet. They could be friends.
Was this your sad story?
No, but it makes me feel sad thinking about it. They're so close and they have no idea that another one exists.
I don't think they have friends, cows.
Oh,
I don't
God. Think, they do, actually. Cows are like dogs. No, you should. You should more. You should more. That's otherwise they wouldn't have all died out. Have you seen the cows that they dry with the hairdryer?
No.
Oh my God, they're glorious. It makes them fluffy. If you dry a cow with a hairdryer, yeah, it makes them fluffy and beautiful.
Okay. But it takes a long time.
Probably takes a really long time. Also, cows fetch. If you throw a stick, it runs and gets it and brings it back.
Yeah.
Cows are dogs.
Yeah. Cows are dogs. Okay.
Stop eating them.
No, I mean, cows and pigs. Pigs are very social animals as well.
Do you think, to be a good vegetarian, what I should do is encourage people to eat snake burgers instead of cow burgers?
I think maybe to be a good vegetarian, you should just act as you want to act.
No, I do. I know.
And then people will pick up from that. Maybe they want to act like that as well.
But what do you think if we tried to encourage snake burgers?
I think it would be a hard sell.
Why? Have you ever had one?
I don't think anyone really has snake meat.
But then they'd be like, oh, we know they're evil. We've seen the Jungle Book.
I don't think everyone thinks snakes are evil.
Who doesn't?
I don't think they're getting their morality from the Jungle Book.
Who doesn't believe they're evil?
Well, people keep snakes as pets.
Oh, idiots. Idiots. They could escape at any moment. Well, they're untrustworthy. That's the whole point. They could just slide out. Why would you keep one in your house? Mad.
You keep it in a tank. They do kill their owners.
They can escape. They go down the toilet and they kill their owners.
Your cat would eat your face off if you
died.
She
would never.
She absolutely
would. She wouldn't.
Don't look at her, because she would.
She would not.
She would. Cats would. Dogs would as well.
No, but no, dogs don't. This is actually, that is the sad story. I'll tell you the sad story
no,
later.
No, they would, because you're the dog. If you're the
I'm
owner,
I'm going to disprove you.
You're the dominant dog.
I'm going to disprove you.
Fine.
Should I do the sad story now?
You found me just an absolute pussy of a dog, haven't you?
Should I do the sad story now? On, this yeah. is, well.
Better be sad.
Could not be a better segue into this.
We're going to have a mince pie.
We're going to do it early.
No, do you know what? I'm going to save it.
Oh my God, this is so sad.
Okay.
So this disproves you. Mm. A mourning dog waits for 80 days in road where owner died. A loyal dog, which waited on the busy road for, 80 days, we said that, died and has captured the hearts of online communities. The taxi driver said people tried to help, but the dog runs away. They tried to give it little bits of food. The owner's relationship with her dog was very deep. After she was killed, this little dog has just stayed standing guard. Every day it's in the road, I always see it. The relationship between man and dog is so true. So yeah. In your eyes, you're just thinking, oh, where's the owner? They can just come back and eat its body.
Well, no, that dog is so conditioned to do what its owner wants, it doesn't know what to do without the owner. Hello?
No, it's because it's loyal.
No.
One person said, that dog is loyal.
Well, that is a quote, isn't it? No, but that's them projecting what they want onto that dog. That's not a real... The dog's not, I have to be loyal.
But it's standing in danger. It's literally standing in the middle of the road. And they said, I hope someone can adopt it because it's dangerous.
Because no, it doesn't know what else to do. It's not been... That's the only life it's known.
In Japan, Hachiko the Akita became famous in the 20s for meeting his master every day at a railway station. He continued to make the journey 9 years after his owner's death.
Because it didn't know what else to do.
No, it's waiting patiently for his owner to come home.
It's like people who lose their jobs but continue to get dressed in the morning and go out and just sit in a park all day because they don't know how else to live.
No, that's because they haven't told their wife they lost their job.
Yeah. All right, it's like people who... Yeah, it's like that. You get conditioned to a certain way of living. And
then
you don't
why
have
do they
do
look so
way.
Sad?
They just look like dogs. What do you mean
no,
they look
No, it looks particularly sad. I'll show you a picture. It looks really sad. It looks like it. Look. That's it. It's just waiting there.
That's a very grainy picture of a dog.
Of a sad dog. Look
it's
how sad
dog.
That dog is.
It's not sad. How can you tell it's sad?
I think it's crying.
It's on Snapchat, for God's sake.
I think it's crying.
Right.
It's been in the road since the owner died on 21st of August. That didn't make you feel anything?
No.
Well, I mean, I don't even know the point of this
it's
podcast anymore.
It's sad that
I think
dog doesn't
impossible.
Know any other way to live than what its owner told it. But that's what dogs are. They're essentially, well, that's what pets are. You get to have dominate another bit living being.
No, that's why you don't have a pet.
I'd like a pet.
What pet would you get?
Dog.
What, so you can dominate it?
Yeah. Then I'd be the biggest dog in the house.
Bet the dog would be bigger than you.
Well, the dog thinks you're another dog.
What?
It's like, oh, this is just a bigger dominant dog.
Does it?
Well, bigger dominant animal.
How do you know that?
I don't.
You just guessed.
I just guessed.
Nobody knows. No. What have you been doing?
Went to Weymouth.
Oh, you've been on holidays.
One night in Weymouth.
One night in Weymouth. One that night should be in a Weymouth. Film, shouldn't it?
One night in
Weymouth.
At the Alexandra Hotel.
Oh,
on
my.
The Esplanade.
Whoa.
Yes.
Was the weather lovely this
it
time of year? Late November?
Absolutely pissing it down.
Yeah.
Freezing cold.
Yeah.
But the arcades
miserable.
Were still open.
Ah.
All the bars were still open.
Did you have a big night?
Well, we went to a couple of bars.
Yeah.
And then we went to Portland Bill to see the lighthouse, did a lighthouse tour.
Oh, God.
What?
It's boring. Lighthouses are boring.
They're not.
Really?
Big old light bulb. Big old light bulb out there. Size of your head. Three of those.
My mistake. I'm sorry. I didn't realise how exciting they are.
Yeah, at Chesil Beach. Went to Chesil Beach.
Read the book.
I haven't read the book.
On Chesil Beach.
Is that where he comes in his pants?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, saw that.
That's basically the whole thing. I need to read it. Yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah, Chesil Beach. Quite hard to walk along because it's very sort of stony.
Very chisely. Wait, what's Chesil? What, is a Chesil a type of pebble?
No, Chesil's the name of the beach.
It just sounds like pebble. I think that's why I got Chesil. Confused.
It does, yeah. They're big pebbles.
Big pebbles. Pebble Beach.
Went to Weymouth and that. Weymouth is actually really nice.
What a lot you did in one trip.
One day.
Wonder if they'll make a
film.
A book, a film after.
And then the week before I went to Amsterdam for a few days.
Way!
Delightful
oi, oi,
city.
Oi. You did what?
Delightful city.
Yes, did you go on a bike?
No. Saw some improv. Went to an improv
improvised
theater.
Sex show.
No.
Did well, you see it?
I'd hope all sex shows are improvised, not rehearsed sex on it. Yeah.
No, they should rehearse them. Of
oh, they should
it's
actually,
better
yeah.
if it's rehearsed.
Oh, actually, I have seen a rehearsed sex show in Amsterdam years
when?
Ago when I was like 21.
How do you know it was rehearsed?
It was very well choreographed.
Like a dance?
Yeah. It was genuinely like a dance and they were just naked.
But they're having sex?
Yeah.
What? Did you see a sex show this time?
No.
You just saw improv. You went to Amsterdam and you went
I just like to
improv.
Sit. I went to the museums.
Jesus
had a walk
Christ.
Around the parks
you went to a
and
museum,
stuff. It was beautiful.
A lighthouse. You're going to look at a big bulb somewhere.
Well, I was told to go and see the boat museum, but I didn't have time.
Wow. Missed out.
What would better you have done for 4 days in Amsterdam?
Probably
got high.
Probably
stoner.
Got really high. Yeah, probably gone wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, partied.
Well, you couldn't come. We didn't invite you.
You know, I know you purposely arranged the dates and dates I can go.
And you gave us the discount code for the tickets.
Yeah, and I got your discount code. Did you actually use that?
Yeah,
that's
great.
So rude.
Is it?
Yeah. Where did you stay?
Stayed in a lovely Airbnb.
Did
absolutely
everyone
beautiful.
Get on?
Yeah, it was fun.
Great. Glad you had a nice time.
We had such a nice time. What have you been up to?
It's just gigging.
That's it, is it?
Yeah. Do you want to know why I cried?
Your show came out?
Oh, the show came out. Comedy Central.
What do you want to talk about
it's
that later?
It's now on demand. Yeah, we can just talk about that later. I was going to talk about why I cried and then
go on,
thought
then.
I'd get Bobby's perspective because
oh,
he was
right,
involved
yeah, yeah.
in
go
why
on.
I cried. Bobby? Yeah. Do you want to come on the podcast? He's in bed.
Yeah,
we're
going to
let Bobby
microphone.
Talk on the podcast. Okay. Bobby, come in. He looks so excited. Bobby, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
He was just sat in the other room being really quiet. Well done, Bobby.
I was listening. And then I think sometimes you could think more about what you're going to say before it starts.
Okay, well, thank you for coming on, Bobby. It's very nice
just,
of you. You can go back in the bedroom
now. At one point
now.
You're reading a poem about a dog. And I
it's
thought,
not a poem. It should be a poem.
What
Someone
was
should
it?
Write a poem about it. Bobby, it's a saddest story. This dog's owner died and it's gone to the same place every day for like 2 months to where the owner died, looking for the owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like a fish having no memory and going back to the same spot.
That's what Sunil said. If you're just going to back up Sunil, you're not allowed to be on the podcast.
I didn't hear what Sunil said. I was too
I
busy.
Said that dog doesn't know how else to behave.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any idea.
It just looks sad. Do you want to see a picture of it? It looks sad.
It doesn't. It's
every
just a dog.
Animal looks sad if you say it's sad, and
yeah.
every animal looks happy if you say it's happy.
That's why you have dogs, because you can project any feeling you want.
Yeah, Harriet,
it.
No. Harriet always says, oh, the cat's really depressed lately.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're depressed. The cat's a cat. Oh, the cat's in a good mood today. She's really loving life. She's excited for her gigs tonight. I'm like, you're the cat.
I express myself through the cat.
That doesn't.
That's useful for you, Bobby, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Then you know.
Oh, the cat wants to fuck. Okay. Yum.
I never say the cat wants to fuck.
No,
I've
I know
never
you
said
never
that,
say
ever.
Exactly. Exactly. Our sex life is dying.
Do you want a mince pie?
Yeah, do you want a mince
no,
pie?
No, I don't like mince pies.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
These are.
You should be
What's
sorry.
In them?
Well, that's what's not clear. I'm worried they have meat in.
Mince.
Do they have meat in?
Was it nice, Elliot?
Well, the word, they are named after meat.
Well, that's confusing thing. It's just a picture of a lime on.
They're going to drop out if you keep it upside down. It's not fully closed.
You've got to stop being so demanding.
That's not demanding.
They're expensive. Sure. Don't want to chuck them on the floor.
I think they're vegetarian, but it doesn't say they're vegetarian.
Well, then they're not vegetarian because they have the word mince in them. Which
it says vegetable suet.
Vegetable suet, that's probably not vegetarian.
Because suet is normally made out of the intestines of a goat or something.
Oh my
isn't it?
God, it's not for me.
No, but there's vegetarian suet.
Bobby, I've had an idea. Do you think that we should encourage people to eat snakes rather than cows?
No. Because I think if you saw snakes in a mass form, then you'd feel bad for snakes.
Would not. Absolutely wouldn't. But I'd be like, oh, God, horrible farm,
kill the snakes.
Are you kidding
me? If you were walking through a forest and a cow ran at you, you'd be terrified. The only reason you think cows are nice is because they've been domesticated.
One of the reasons is because it's such a big animal and it has so much meat on it.
I'm sure if a bull was coming at you trying to impale you with its horns, you'd think, yeah, I think someone should eat this bull.
I would still much prefer a bull ran at me than a snake.
What?
Absolutely. Snakes are so wiggly.
See, the reason I'm never on this podcast... The reason I'm never on this podcast is me and Sunil are interchangeable here. Yeah. It doesn't matter which one of us is here.
What?
We just want to say, what?
I'd love to have someone on this. Who would agree with you on this?
Everybody.
No
one. Everybody else.
I can't think of one.
Which one of our friends would agree?
Kate Lucas. She's already been on it.
Yeah, but exactly. You'd tell her when to get here. She'd get her 3 hours after the podcast was ended. She goes, I got lost. I took the wrong bus. And then a homeless guy asked for my coat, so I gave him all my clothes. And now
that
I'm naked.
A
I'm very
impression.
Confused.
Kind, nice person.
That is
yes,
a good impression
unlike
of
you.
He's just tripping through life like you.
So
no to the snake burgers, I think.
No. I mean, I'll eat a snake if I have to, but I mean...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You have to get rid of the snakes.
But if you were saying there's no more cow, there's only snake, people would just be like, do you know what? I'll just go vegetarian.
Great. Then I've done my job.
Well, no, because that's coercive.
So wait, I think what you're starting to do is understand the Holocaust.
What?
Well, I mean...
Do you not normally understand it?
I'm just trying to find ways to understand it. Yeah,
well,
get
way,
my head around
the
it.
The way you feel about snakes, Harriet, sometimes people feel that way about people and it's horrible. But I mean, now you're at a point where you could commit a genocide.
Look at her face.
Snake genocide.
That's horrible.
I'm not taking it back. I hate snakes.
Every living thing deserves to live.
Every living thing does deserve
like
to live.
Like, it's horrible. Just what does a snake ever do to you?
Bobby, they
what
make
is...
me feel very sad when I see them.
They
I'm
make
afraid.
You feel
they
bad.
Make me
that's
feel
not,
bad.
That's
oh,
not
they
their
make
problem.
Me
that's you.
Feel bad.
That's you, though, isn't it?
Yes.
But that's because you've been taught to hate snakes.
By who?
By the Jungle Book.
Yeah, the Jungle Book.
And by the story of Adam
Very
and Eve.
Very untrustworthy. And Adam and Eve.
Yeah, the original tale.
Yeah.
Yes.
The serpent has always been
my favourite book,
so what
Adam
if,
and Eve.
That's not Adam and Eve is not a book on its own. Welcome to the book of Adam and Eve. Wait, what about... So what about if your first story in life was about a snake that... attacked a dog that was trying to kill you and from early life.
I much prefer dogs to snakes, so that wouldn't work at all.
No, but if,
I'd still be like...
If you had a hang-up about dogs, you would hate them as well.
I don't have a hang-up about dogs.
No, but if you did...
I like dogs.
It's hypothetical.
I can't imagine it. It's not how I feel. It could possibly be true.
Can't imagine the things you can't feel. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was going to tell Sunil, now I kind of wish I hadn't brought you into this... arena about the time that I cried in the last few weeks you were witness to about when we tried to do our taxes.
What do you mean when we tried to do our taxes? When I did my taxes comfortably in an hour and a half and then you had a mental breakdown because you had to look at a spreadsheet.
The problem was, okay, that Bobby has got a different system to mine,
but you've both got an accountant.
Yeah, but you have to do it all. It's all a myth,
okay, yeah,
because
yeah.
You still have to do everything.
It's
you still have to do all the calculations. Yeah, you still have to do it.
But you could
like,
pay...
Like Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Just like Santa Claus.
Santa Claus and gay Republicans. They're a myth.
Yeah. So you still have to do it all. And the problem is, Bobby's got a different method. So I was doing it a different way to how I've done it every year.
Well,
that was very overwhelming.
Method, let's be clear. My method is a clear spreadsheet that lists expenses and income. What? How could it be? Like, what's different about that
to
your method?
Because I do it by hand. like on the computer was very confusing because you had to use Excel, and then I kept losing the document. And then the problem
losing
was
the document.
Yeah, I couldn't find it. And then I started it again, and then there was a different one. Gosh. And then the main problem was that in the last year since I started spending in between 2017 and 18, that's when I got a PayPal account, and then all these things said that they were from PayPal, but I didn't know what they were.
Okay, well, to clarify what she's saying, because it doesn't make any sense. If you look at your bank statements, you can claim expenses from them because you can see, oh, when you've been out of town doing gigs, yeah. And then you can see it says like, oh, Waitrose in Hall.
Oh,
I did a gig in Hall.
Right.
I can claim that as an expense. Harriet paid for half of her year's expenditures on PayPal. So all it says in her bank statements is PayPal.
Yeah.
So I have to try and work out what it is. And then I couldn't log into my PayPal account. But turns out it's because I have two PayPal accounts and one of them I didn't use. So I kept trying to log on to my other email and then I couldn't get in. And then I was like, I don't know. And he's got his head in his hands.
This is stressing me out.
It was so stressful.
Thank you. No, but that's your fault.
Thank you.
Here's why you're wrong. You're telling this whole story like all these things happened and you cried at the very end. No. You cried when we downloaded the spreadsheet. You didn't cry because
it was overwhelming. It was such a big spreadsheet.
Nothing had happened. Nothing had happened when you cried. The sight of a spreadsheet is what made you cry. You said, I can't do this. I have dyspraxia. I don't know what I'm doing. You started sobbing, and I was like,
floor at one point. I lay on the floor, and then Bobby got angry.
And I said, Harriet, I'll literally do it for you. Just sit beside me. It'll take me a couple hours. I'll do it for you. And then you cried more. And then I started to do it for you. And I started one way to...
You changed the system. I have a system and you changed it.
Your system is the worst system.
I do it in date order and he changed all the dates and then I couldn't change it back. So everything, all my expenses was in, not in any order.
Exactly. What she said doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I understand your face. I was using a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So in a spreadsheet, one thing you can do is you can change the order of the spreadsheet by columns.
Yeah.
So to speed things up, I took her bank statements in a CSV file.
Oh, just important.
And I changed it by the description of the purchase.
Right.
I put that in alphabetical order. That way, let's say all the Ubers show up in one chunk. Got and it. You're like, oh, there's all that. And maybe all of the like London things show up in one chunk. And then you can delete those because you can't claim London food.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. Now, when I went to change it back to date order, numbers.
It didn't work.
No. It didn't work.
And so
right
that's
away.
When I ended up lying on the ground.
No. That's not what happened. Again, she's lying. She already sobbed twice by then. For no reason. Complete fabrication. You're trying to make logic out of your emotions. Which there was no logic within
your
emotions.
It felt very overwhelming.
Then
it
took me a couple minutes to figure out how to get Numbers, the Mac spreadsheet program, to recognize the date format from her bank.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
I did eventually. Mm.
But it was stressful when we thought you didn't, because I was going to have to start again. That was stressful.
Not before she screamed at me and told me that I had ruined everything and she had a great system and I ruined her system.
You did ruin my system, to be fair, because it wasn't in date order.
Does this happen every year?
No, it's never happened this bad before. I had to go and take a bath. I ate a whole bag of Doritos, the big bags.
Right, yeah, but you can't do it.
You've also never made any money before. This is the first
that was
year.
That's the problem.
You've made
there's always
any
been,
money.
There's always been too many expenses.
Declaring a massive loss. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but you could, like, if you just plug away at it, you'd eventually get there instead of just crying.
It just felt like I'd never be able to do it. It felt like I'd never be able to finish it.
But then you
it.
Wouldn't be able to do anything. You've done loads of stuff where
Thank
you've
you.
Not cried.
Most
Thank
things
you.
Most people would think you couldn't have done. That
yeah.
You've done.
Yeah, like, what are you...
I mean, I'm shocked you've made it this far.
Thank you.
So, I mean...
It was very stressful. And,
for you only. It wasn't a stressful thing to do. It was stressful
Surely
for
you. Surely
it
stressed you out as well. After
I mean,
a while.
She stressed me out a lot. I did, within the time that she did 1 month of taxes, I did all of 27 and 18, and now my taxes are done up until last week.
Right.
Because so, the sight of numbers does not give me a panic attack.
I just think that even if you planned ahead for this, you'd still be in the same situation. Even if you set up a system now that you knew would work next year.
But here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you done your taxes?
No.
Oh, look who's actually the front runner in this situation.
Me. I'll bang him out on the 30th. It's easy.
Yeah. Well.
I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. You're the front runner. You've
done
your taxes.
Do you want help with your taxes?
No. Don't accept this blubber. Oh, my God, Sunil. It's chaos. Please.
It's always interesting to see how people do their taxes, though, because it does reveal a lot about the person doing them.
Oh, dear. How are you, though, Bobby?
Great. I was just laying on the bed listening to you guys talk. You said you'd talk for 10 minutes and then invite me in.
How long's it been?
You talked for about 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
And I thought, dear. Oh, I guess they talked without me and thought,
oh, you thought you were going to be invited again.
What?
Sorry, that didn't make sense. You thought...
Wait, what did you mean just now, Harriet?
I meant you thought you weren't going to be invited again, but I didn't say it in the right order. The words.
You thought you were going to be just kept in that room.
Yeah, locked kept in the room. Box. That it was a joke that we played on you, that we said, do you want to come on the podcast, Bobby? And then we said, you go in that room, Bobby. And then we just did the podcast and then called him in. That's what you thought.
I think that would really make me angry. And then I'd break your equipment and not know where I broke it.
What?
And then there'd be no more podcast. And then I'd have the Mondays at home on my own. But that would make me sad. I like when Sunil and Elliot visit.
Yeah, because you have the opposite problem. You get angry, but we're both actually feeling the same feelings. We've learnt. Whereas I get sad.
Oh, you
and
cry
get
and
angry.
You get angry.
Yeah, but I'm now learning to become angrier. And Bobby's learning to be sadder.
I'm not learning to be sadder, actually. I'm not learning to be sadder.
Yeah, you're learning to be sad.
No, it's not about learning to be sad.
Why do you want everyone to be sad all the time?
That's what's happening.
Harriet, stop converting people to your sad cult. If you're everyone's crying in the world of the blind, the one-eyed crying woman is queen.
You're not even sad most of the time. Yeah, it's very rare that you're sad.
Oh,
you're just feeling something and then calling
it
sadness.
She keeps
it
all in.
Yeah.
What happens, here's Harriet, it's not that she's sad all the time. It's she's unable to express any sadness around anyone except me.
So, oh, right.
So
I see.
Throughout her day, her sadness and anxiety builds because she doesn't let any of it out or doesn't express any of it to anyone.
Yeah. Oh, that's because you always want people to like you, don't you?
Yes.
You
know, it's pathetic. And then she gets home.
Yeah.
And so you've seen a smiling, fun Harriet for hours, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, Harriet's great. And then she gets home, and my reward for marrying this smiling, fun woman is her crying and snorting. And having a panic attack.
I've seen you when you're not like happy and smiling, and it's always like, oh.
What happened?
It always feels anomalous.
What happened to trying to make me happy?
That's
at some point
is.
In the relationship,
you get to see the real me.
Can we take a couple steps back? Where did that go? When was the day where I was too accepting?
Why don't you be sad outside the house?
Yes. That's it. From now on, you're only allowed to be
sad. Try that for a week,
out.
And then
no,
people will get more
go
rounded.
To dinner tonight.
Yeah, be sad then.
I want to have a happy dinner at some point with you.
Who are you going to make happy at dinner?
Sunini.
You can be sad with your best friend.
You always go out with Sunini, and you give her all your positive energy, and then you come home and you're drained. You have none left. It's horrible. Your mom, Sunini, anyone you go out with who you've known a long time gets all your happy energy. You come home and you're like, I'm empty. And I'm like, of course you're empty. You've given nothing genuine.
I get a lot of her anger, though.
Genuine.
I get a lot of your angers a lot.
Yeah, Sunil gets some of the anger.
I get the anger. Not as much as you, but I get a lot of the anger. Not the sadness.
Because I yell, so she's like, you have an anger problem. She has the exact same amount of anger directed at me. It's just, I decapitate people and she stabs them 1,000 times.
Tiny little pricks into the side.
Bobby, why don't you shave? Bobby, you haven't done the dishes. Bobby, you stink. I mean, it's 9 in the morning. Can we just be nice? Bobby, why are you still in bed? Why are you awake? Why are you speaking to me?
That was 1 p.m. That was 1 p.m. on a Tuesday. I think it's fair to say, why are you asleep?
No, it's not. I work best at night.
What were you working on at night?
Oh, I wrote a great joke last night.
Did
I was
you?
Writing in my diary.
Do you keep a journal?
I've started.
Yeah, I started doing that.
I didn't
it's
tell her because I'd instantly be mocked.
And she'd read it?
Yes, and you're not allowed to read my journal.
Have you got a lock on it, like a teenage girl?
Yes.
Yes. A little key that you wear around your neck.
Do you keep a journal? You ought to.
I do. It's It'd be an absolute shit show. I just write, when I just get overwhelmed, I write loads of stuff and then I read it back and I think, oh,
you're supposed to read it back and realise how it wasn't worth being upset about this.
No, things. I just read it back and I hate myself.
Have you written about why you're grateful? Have you done a gratitude journal?
I've done gratitude lists for years on end and it changed nothing. I'm grateful for my wife. I'm grateful for my house. Oh no, the end is coming. Like...
Please, can I read your diary?
Why would you want to, though?
I just want
to know. The second you read my diary, you would say, I really wish I didn't read his diary.
Is it about me?
You're not mentioned once.
What, it's about other women?
It's his woman
diary. I'm 32 years old here. My diary is not a fuck list.
This was serious. What's it about, though? Just feeling angry and sad, learning how to be sad.
Harriet.
I just write like what I've done that day.
Do you?
Of course you do.
Yeah, but then I write it like just to write down, just to start writing something.
I think that's a good idea. That's
how
I want to do.
That's why I write the diary. I just write until I'm comfortable writing, and then I'll write something else.
Yeah, and it is fun. I find it really useful. Just like, then you remember, oh, this fun stuff happened today, and it's something did happen. It wasn't just another shit day.
Do you do it at the end of your day before you sleep?
Yeah.
Do you write it on your computer or in a book?
In a book.
Where do you keep the book?
In my pants. in my bag. But I've got a new notepad, so there's nothing in it.
You duct tape it to your dick.
Yeah, so no one...
Don't try to get my diary!
No one touches the dick.
Don't get my dick diary.
Siri just heard that.
What did she think?
She said, how do I new notepad? There's nothing in it.
Oh, she knew nothing was in it, the notepad.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh.
Anyway.
Elliot, do you keep a diary?
No, I have done, but
I'd like to see
everything I wrote in it was far too boring. And I think I was writing it as in, like, this will get published one day. Like, I was writing trying to be entertaining.
Yeah,
made it completely pointless.
I read, there's some amazing, like, boring diaries out there, though, which, are, like, in hindsight, you look at them and they're like, okay, that's really fun. That's really interesting. But at the time, they're like, oh, I hate this dude. He's bought a giraffe and stuff like that. And that's boring to them. But in future, it'll be interesting. You never know.
Who bought a giraffe?
I was reading the diaries of Jules Renard. And he's just bitching about people in his life who are just rich idiots. It's really funny. Like, to him, he'd be like, why am I bothering to write this? He's just writing how he feels about people in his life. And it's just fascinating.
I'm going to start doing that, a hit list.
Yeah. The shit list.
Yeah.
Oh, you've already got a book of people you hate.
Yeah, Evelyn got me the best present, which was Harriet Kemp's list of enemies.
That was my idea, but you know.
But your list of enemies, everyone...
Don't look at me like
that. You're going in the book.
For coming up with it.
Everyone you hate. Is always just people you've met once. And then when you meet them two more times, you say, actually, they're really nice. I was wrong.
Yeah. So a lot of it is,
so the end of that.
Of it is unnecessary. Yeah.
Surely there's
a lot of crossed off people.
Yeah.
There are still people you hate, though.
There are a few, yeah.
Ooh, don't cross her.
Don't cross me.
Anyone who's made you cry.
Anyone
That's
that
everyone,
hurt my cat.
Almost, isn't it?
Well.
Done the sad story.
I think we're done.
What do you mean we're done? The podcast?
Yeah. Why? You have something you want to say?
I thought you just wanted me to leave and then you were going to continue the podcast.
Yeah, so, okay, well, I think we're done here. If you could just hand that mic back, Bobby.
Oh, you didn't ask why if I've been crying.
Bobby, have you been crying?
No. About once a month I'll cry.
When?
Whenever I'm on the tube and I feel like I want to feel sad, I just think about... loved ones dying and then I tear up and then just continue on my day.
Bobby, why have you never told me that before?
No, like you. I think of you dying and then how that's going to impact my life.
But wait, what a place to tell me this for the first time. You tell me this.
That's the point of this
how
podcast.
How long have you been
it?
Doing this for?
Well, I don't know, since I was 15 or 14.
Thinking about Harriet.
Thinking about me dying.
But I didn't know you. Yeah,
yes,
someday I will meet Harriet. A woman whose body does not work. When she dies, I will be sad.
Is that...
For the clumsy woman was everything to me.
Would we say this is romantic?
Is that romantic?
It's quite sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Just think of me dying and you get sad.
Yeah, sometimes you're murdered. Sometimes you get hit by a car.
No, that's a fantasy.
It's not a fantasy. It's a negative fantasy. It's not fear.
It's a tearful fantasy.
No, sometimes I'm really sad when you get murdered in the fantasy because I don't want you to be killed. And I think you'd take it real badly.
And then you'd have to... There's a lot of admin if someone gets murdered.
I know. And they'd really think I did it. Yeah. And then...
have to go to court, see the murderer.
I know. I'd have to hate him forever.
You couldn't get over it easily.
Oh, I'm so mad at him.
Yeah. And then all the sadness would become anger.
And then sometimes you get hit by a car. You're in your car and you crash into someone else. And that's sad because it's...
You crash into someone else.
Exactly. That's especially sad because Harriet's dead, but also other people are dead, and it was probably Harriet's fault. So that not only am I mourning Harriet, I'm now defending her memory to a family that's very upset because they're missing people.
Bobby, this is so much detail.
But I miss her, you know?
But you're ashamed
of
her as
well. Thinking how long do I have to mourn for before I move on from this? Mm. You know, who's next? Who's going to be my next partner?
What?
And therefore,
it's
that's
a
where,
fantasy. It
that's
is a fantasy.
Then it becomes a sexual fantasy.
It's a
sexual fantasy. The thing is,
and that's all in his journal.
I can't masturbate and just think about fucking other people.
Yeah.
For me to do it, Harriet has to be dead in the fantasy.
Right, right.
I'm not saying the tube is connected to me masturbating. What I am saying
is your way of saying you masturbate on the tube.
But intrinsically, if you keep doing that over time, your crying will be linked to your boners.
I don't want that to be a part of it, but it's at risk.
Yeah. Should we...
Was it romantic?
Jesus Christ. It's turned
really romantic.
Yeah, well...
How sweet.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone, to one and all.
Sometimes you get a terminal disease.
We need to stop the podcast before.
That's
what kind of disease?
Really? Well, just like cancer. It goes quick, but you are not happy about it.
Why do you keep saying I'm not happy about it? Of course I'm not happy about it.
No,
you want me to be happy about it. That's what you want. You want me to say, Bobby, I just want you to find love with somebody else and be happy. That's all that matters to me. That's what you want in your fantasy.
Like that lady in the paper who was dying and then she put her husband on a dating website and said, my husband's a great guy. You should date him.
Oh, that
she,
is
She died,
dumb.
But I think she's dead.
That's what you want
because
then you'd get
her,
loads of sympathy from loads of different women. Look at your smile. That's exactly what it is.
Look at that smile. A genuine smile.
It's nice to set somebody up like that, isn't it?
But it's so creepy for the women, isn't it? It's like, oh, the dying wife.
I mean, I don't know how many dates he got. I don't know how effective it was, really.
No, it just makes everyone feel
so your
warm.
Wife's dying. What are your hobbies?
Yeah. Tell me about your life. Your wife's dying. Okay. Great.
Well, I didn't mean to bring it to such a grim end.
No, it's a perfect ending.
Yeah, it's perfect for our festive special.
But I hope that, Harriet, that you make it through the holidays and we have a nice Christmas, the three of us and Elliot.
Wait, who's the third person?
Sunil.
Oh, yes.
And Elliot.
And Elliot, yeah. I mean, you said the three of us.
The three of us and Elliot.
Yeah.
He's been very quiet today.
Yeah, well, we didn't
plotting
have a
something.
Microphone.
He's plotting something.
He gave the microphone
he
to Bobby when he came out and then he didn't have one.
Sorry, Elliot.
That's okay.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. So, shall we end by saying some things that we're grateful for? I'm joking. Should we just say what gigs we've got?
Well, it's Christmas, isn't it? So
yeah. Well, I've actually got quite a few gigs.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, Harriet, tell them about the Bush Theatre.
I'm going to be at the Bush Theatre doing a Christmas special of Slutty Joan, my show, which I don't know really how it's going to be a Christmas special, but I'm going to make it Christmassy. Mm. It's on the 15th of December at 8 p.m. at the Bush.
I don't know if
it's quite like
Christmassy.
It's funny, but also it's quite dark at times. Yeah, so it's going to be weird making it Christmassy.
Sexual assault.
Wear a Christmas hat.
Have a fun time. Yeah, wear a Christmas hat while I say it. It's funny, it's fun, but there's some it's gonna be a dark Christmas. So please come to that.
Okay.
15th of December, 8 p.m. at the Bush Theatre, as part of their Unwrapped season. And then I'm doing do I sound professional? Is that what you're laughing?
Just you getting unwrapped.
No, it's not like that. Oh. They've got what do you mean? They've got lots of other comics. Like Sindhu V is doing it and Richard Gadd and shit theatre, so they've got some like one-off shows. And then I'm doing Soho Theatre in the end of March, and I'm going to be doing a little tour. And so we'll put details of that soon. Also, you can watch our show, Bobby and Harriet Get Married, on Comedy Central On Demand.
On demand. On Sky, probably.
And Virgin, probably.
And Virgin. And all the other
ones. It's everywhere, yeah, isn't it? Well,
Now TV. Whatever other ones. TV. Check it out. Please watch it. Please. We want a second season. So the three of us can be employed.
Wonder if I'll get written out again.
Hard to know.
You could never be written out.
Not true, actually.
You've got a show on. He's on TV.
Every Thursday, 8 p.m., double bill of Beat the Internet, and that's until January. 21st of December.
On Dave.
21st of January, I'm doing some news review of the year on the BBC, the Radio Asian Network.
What?
So I'm going to be doing some news stuff.
So do you know about the news?
They're going to send me the news so I can read
it. They know what it is.
And then that's it. Elliot?
Sean and Elliot, Read the Bible, still available on iTunes. That's everything I've got.
Yes.
And also, we need a new shoe rack in our house because the old one broke. So if anyone has one of those.
Can you stop using this as your own personal...
Bring and buy.
Did you get anything after the last time?
No, but I know something will come eventually. People get rid of crap, don't they?
Yeah. So what do you need, a shoe rack?
Yeah, shoe rack, and if you are getting rid of anything, just let me know, and I'll tell you fine if I need it. Thank you.
Where can they find you?
Twitter at Elliot J. Fallows. Done.
How do you spell Elliot?
Wrong. E-L-A-T.
Just one L. And we're all on Twitter. Sunil Patel. Sunil Harriet D. Kemsley.
Patel. Sunil D. Patel.
Sunil Can't. Patel.
No, someone's got Sunil Patel. That's some other
Who's
idiot.
Who's that?
There's a lot of Sunil Patels.
I think I must tweet him quite
a
bit.
No, you don't, please.
Maybe I do.
Oh, God, all right.
And then Bobby Mayer, he has Twitter. please recommend our podcast.
Did you hear about that famous Sunil in India?
Which one?
Oh, there's that serial killer who's breaking kids' legs and...
God, not another one.
And in the news, they were just calling him Sunil.
Oh, you told me about this, yeah.
Like Cher, he's just got one name. Yeah. It's just Sunil.
Sunil Patel has a locked account.
He was really doing some horrible things to people, and he has your name, so that's good.
Great.
What is it with Sunil?
There's so many of them. Oh, my God. Why didn't
There's
I call it Sunil
Patel
UK?
There's loads of Sunil Patels on Twitter, yeah. Sunil Patel.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, let's do this some other time.
Yes, and a Christmas gift to us, what you could do is you could spread the word of our podcast. You could review it on iTunes. You could tweet about it and follow us on Twitter at Why Harriet Cry, which was the unfortunate name that we got. Oh, no, it is Why Harriet Cry. Yeah.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
To one and all.
All the best.
Bye.
Did you say mince pie?
What?
Did you say mince pie?
No, I said to one and all.
Oh, I thought you said mince pie.
To one and all,
Merry Christmas,
bye.
Mince pie.
We're editing this, aren't we?
This is pathetic.
Okay, bye.